Yes, we are now back in the Salle Wilfrid Pelletier of La Place des Arts in Montreal. We'll complete this concert by the Montreal Orchestra with that best-known of crowd pleasers, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. There's little about the Fifth that isn't familiar, from its first four notes, often characterized as fate knocking at the door, to its climax, which seems as though it will never end at all. It is a noble work. During the Second World War, the BBC used the opening notes of the Fifth as a musical signature, the auditory counterpart to Churchill's V for Victory sign, perhaps an evocation of all that was best about German culture in contrast to the savagery of the Nazis. This is music that, to make sense, must be played very fast, but with clarity and accuracy. The remarkable orchestra from Montreal, as you can now hear for yourself, can do all of these things. Günther Herbig is on the podium.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
the famous Symphony No. 5 by Ludwig van Beethoven. Closing this concert by l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, under the baton of guest conductor Günther Herbig, artistic director of the Detroit Symphony. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Maestro Herbig returns to lead the OSM in a concert of music by Schumann and Schönberg with a selection of Lieder by Richard Strauss. Our guest soloist will be soprano Susan Dunn. Please join us. This program was produced by Pauline Paré for the stereo network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and for Radio Canada International. Post-production for U.S. broadcast is by WFMT Chicago. Mary Gaffney, engineer. Program notes are by Gérard Reiskin. Distribution of these Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal broadcasts is made possible by Molson, brewers of Molson Golden, Molson Light, and Export Ale in celebration of their 200th anniversary. I'm Henri Bergeron saying au revoir until next week. This is the WFMT Fine Arts Radio Network.